479-221-9393 and let me know.
Very nice. Very nice.
Who done it? No, she was literally found nude.
Nude, Adam.
And lifeless in the Ozark National Forest.
Which is a lovely forest.
I feel like they should put me in the documentary now. I am now related. Mm-hmm. I'm related to this whole mess.
Tangentially, you're related. You would be like that crazy person that comes in at like episode 9 of like Tiger King or something. Like,
they need to
it turns out that Adam Burns has a really weird connection to this whole case. I do a podcast, and then suddenly I get a phone call, and then now I'm in the middle of it, and it turns out I went to high school with Maggie Witt. I don't know. What's her name? Marcy Witt? Alice Witt?
Melissa?
Sure. We'll go with that. It sounds like a fake name. Adam.
Yes?
One of my new guild mates, because, you know, I joined the gayish guild over on World of Warcraft. One of my new guildmates I was talking to the other night is from Arkansas.
Really?
Yeah, do you know him?
I don't even... Sure, yes, I know everybody in Arkansas.
That's what I figured.
Give me a name. Yeah. Probably not. I don't know... Okay, is this a gay, mostly gay folk guild?
Yeah.
The only gay people I know in Arkansas are myself and Mark.
Oh, okay.
So probably not. What's his name or her name?
His name is Barrett. I don't know if you know him or not.
What's his last name?
I don't know. I play World of Warcraft with him. I didn't run a credit check on him. It's like we don't.
Do you know where he lives?
Southern Arkansas?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because I told him you lived in Rogers, and he was like, oh, that's Northern Arkansas.
Did you say, I have this friend that I do a podcast with. Do you know him?
No, I didn't. Because you know what? I'm a guest over on the gayish Discord thing, and I don't want to do that. Hi, did you know I do a podcast? Did you check out my podcast?
Or did you just say, I have a friend?
Yeah, I said my friend Adam.
Okay.
I said my friend Adam. My friend Adam lives in Arkansas. Yeah, I don't like the whole promote. That's why.
I wasn't meaning the podcast part was not related to my question. My question was, did you mention me in some way and say,
yeah,
but do you know him?
They didn't know. No, I didn't.
Just
ask
like you did to me.
He's only like, I think he's 20. He's 19 or 20.
Oh, I don't know anybody named Barrett that's 20.
Things are very dramatic at that age.
And young boys don't have any interest in me in any form or fashion. So.
Well, there. We're having lots of fun over at the gayish World of Warcraft. Meeting lots of.
You said they have a nudes channel or whatever.
Well, that's just, that's not even World of Warcraft. That's just their Discord channel. But yeah, lots of new folks meeting over there in the World of Warcraft. Plus some old favorites, you know, like Donna Sugars and Matthew Burlingame.
Yes.
Matthew Burlingame.
Oh.
Let me ask you this question, Adam. You know, I haven't forgotten the fact that we were going to talk about two things in the post show. One of them being the processing that I do on the audio, but the weird thing is like I'll be talking about the audio that they'll be listening to right then. Anyway,
I have to stop you just for a second.
Oh, I'll forget.
I didn't bring my phone right here, and Mark may be texting me saying goodnight.
Oh,
and I need to see if I left my phone over there.
Okay,
so give
well
me
then
just
go. Yeah,
one mm-hmm. second.
Mm-hmm. Just go ahead. Just abandon me. I'll stay here. On my own. All by myself, don't wanna be. All by myself anymore. Donna is loving her new mixer. Yeah. She was trying to buy some other mixer. And since I got the new Rodecaster Pro, my old one was quite frankly just taking up space here. And I have said this before, and I will continue to say this, as far as raw talent goes, as far as like raw, if you want to call podcasting a talent, like the ability to speak extemporaneously in an interesting way that actually makes you want to hear things, want to hear what's next. As far as raw talent goes, Donna Sugars is the one of the greatest podcasters at Pride 48. Like, just raw talent-wise, she is really good at speaking and speaking in a way that makes you want to hear what she's about to say next. So I've always enjoyed her style, and I don't always listen to her show, but I do enjoy her style, and I've said it before.
Yes, darling.
Said it before, I'll say it again. She is very good. And if you want to talk about World of Warcraft lore, like to a molecular level, talk to Donna Schurz. It's like you say something like, oh, I wonder where this sword came from that I'm going to. Well, actually, that sword was passed down from blah, blah, blah to the blah, the son of the blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Kathy Marshall did not know that Donna was back on the air.
Wait, were you saying that you gave her a mixer?
Yeah, I gave her my old mixer.
Oh, yeah. I think you told me you weren't going to do that.
All right. It wasn't all altruistic. I wanted it out of my house. In fact, we had talked earlier about putting things up on eBay, some of our old electronics, and telling people that they were there. But I wanted it, and she paid for shipping. So I was like, all right, I'll give it to you if you want to pay for shipping. And it was like $36-$37 to ship it. So,
which one is that?
The old 16 channel one, the same one you had, the Euro.
Behringer, yeah, 16, the Behringer 16
FX, whatever.
I still have mine.
Yeah, it was a good one. I
don't use it. It's in a box in the garage.
Right, but we did how many Pride 48s in Vegas on those things?
A lot.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7. Yeah. I don't know how many we've done. I can't remember. But yeah. So you were going to say something before I left.
Completely.
And you said you were going to forget. Well, you are going to talk about.
I know. I wanted your opinion. Yeah. I wanted your opinion. This is what I want your opinion on. So I play D&D with this group, and I was thinking of getting them gift cards from this place where you can get your D&D character printed out, and it cost about $20 to get your customized character printed out. You know, like a little miniature made, like you can fully customize it for about $20, and they'll send it to you. And so I was like, oh, that would be cool to give them all gift cards for it. But some of these people are younger, and I'm just like, does that seem extravagant to give like people like $25 gift cards for getting their character stuff printed out? And because I don't expect them to give me a gift. I mean, these are like at least two of them are in their 20s and they're not wealthy people.
I don't know if I'm a correct person to ask about this, because I think some people may perceive me as flaunting wealth too much, even though I'm not wealthy. But I don't see it anything. I don't think $20 nowadays is much money, or $25.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't want them to end up like you, where they're like, oh, well, you gave me $25, so therefore I've got to give you $25. Like, I don't expect them
to
give
me. No, I don't. But we're friends, and I just didn't. I do feel like gift giving is a bit of an exchange when you're an adult.
Yeah.
Is how things normally work. And I think that in some ways that's a little like Sheldon on Big Bang Theory had this whole thing about, you know, that he thought, why don't we just exchange? I don't know. I forget what his point was, but it was basically, you're spending this amount on me. Now I need to spend this amount on you. And like when it's kids, they don't have any money and, you know, we're giving them gifts and everything like that. But I think, for instance, when I'm giving gifts to my parents, they don't need a gift from me. Right. I don't really need a gift from them. And it's almost like we're just kind of exchanging money, because they get me something that I need for the house. I get them something they needed for their house. They could have bought something for their own house. I could have bought something for my house. It's like, you know, it's like that. But we have, in the past, we have bought presents for each other for things like birthdays and Christmas. But we haven't done that in a long time. So I was just really surprised.
Oh, yeah. Zach, for Christmas, for my birthday last year, Zach got me the Keys of the Kingdom tour over at the studio. At the Magic Kingdom. But of course, the park shut down before my birthday, so he got refunded on that. So he was talking about, oh, for your birthday next year, maybe we'll get you that Keys of the Kingdom. Maybe we'll be able to do that Keys of the Kingdom tour. And I'm just like, all right, that was last year's present. like, you better get me another one this year. I mean, you can't just, because I didn't get anything last year. It's like, it was so, it's like, it's fine that it's been delayed, but you can't just say that, oh, it's this year's. No, no, no. That was last year's. I need that. I need another present for this year.
But he hadn't already bought you some ticket or something?
Yeah.
That just extended to this year?
No, it got, he probably had the option, but he just got refunded.
Oh.
Because they don't know when they're going to be able to do those tours.
We don't. So Mark, like I said, Mark and I just either buy some big thing for the house or take a trip. And then we do small things for each other. And now this year we even put a limit on it. So we said, okay, only $100 max.
Yeah.
And then we're just going to end up buying furniture for the house or something. But
yeah, but I'm too cheap to buy furniture. I buy furniture at used places because I'm too cheap. Zach just got a new chair, though. That was what he used some of his settlement money on, was buying a new recliner.
So I'll do this thing that I did.
So do you need my address to send my charcuterie from Harry and David's?
Well, I want your address because at the very least I should send you a Christmas card or something.
Well, I won't get it by Christmas now.
Well, a New Year card. Because since you sent that directly to me, I don't think your return address would be on there.
I think it is.
I haven't looked. I can look.
Because I went down to UPS and they asked your address and my address.
Joe Batance asked for my address, so I'm wondering what he's going to send me. Maybe he's giving little afterthought media trinkets to all his co-hosts.
At least Christmas. It should be, maybe it's a charcuterie box from Hickory Farms. I just realized after I told you that whole thing tonight, which is absolutely true, that is my favorite Christmas tradition, is sitting on the couch watching TV, eating that shitty sausage and cheese, which is just god awful. It's just, it's stuff you wouldn't give your dog, but for some reason, because it comes in these festive little boxes, you know, with little stale crackers, it's just the greatest damn thing in the world. I'm going to have to go buy me one because I didn't get one this year. I have not yet done a shakir. Maybe I won't do Hickory Farms. Maybe I'll actually just go to like the grocery store and get the ingredients for charcuterie. Like get some decent sausage and some decent cheese and some decent honey mustard, or not honey mustard, but sweet hot mustard.
Sweet hog mustard. Okay.
Sweet hot mustard. Sweet hot mustard.
Hot mustard. Hot mustard.
Sweet hot mustard.
I'm joining on my phone.
Oh, I need to admit you. Okay, I'm admitting you on your phone.
Yeah.
By the way, new feature in Teams. I don't know if you saw that. New feature in Teams that will let you switch back and forth between your phone and your computer. Like if you take the meeting on your phone, there'll be a button on your computer that says switch, and then you can switch over and it'll do the audio thing for you. What am I looking at, Adam?
I'm gonna go. Okay, can I hear you?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. This is the TV.
Oh, wow. That is a 98-inch television, ladies and gentlemen.
And the TV stand.
That is not a TV stand. That is some, like, bureau kind of thing. It's like a...
it's a TV stand. It's got drawers to...
Right, but that's not a TV stand. It's like an entertainment console or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sweet. That's it. Is that a ring light that's being reflected in the screen?
Oh, yeah, but that's in front of my face when we're doing our thing.
Oh, well, that's very... I don't even do that shit. I just have two lights pointed at the wall.
Yeah, I've had a ring light for years. That's a four-year-old ring light, probably.
I mean, anyway. I have two LCD panels that I have up here that we used when I did the Star Trek stuff, but I don't normally have those on. So that's how little I care about you, Adam. You're just getting a shitty picture of me every week. No, that looks really nice. What is that? Wait, what is that? What kind of controller is that that's running off to something there?
Oh, well, so at some point, either tonight if I'm not sleepy when we stop, or tomorrow, I'm going to hook the Switch dock up to this TV because I've never played my Switch on a TV. So I just wanted to see what it looks like.
Oh, okay.
But the...
I'm curious to know, because, like, I know, you know, that's always, oh, I can play World of Warcraft on my 50-inch television or on my 65-inch television. It's so nauseating to sit there and watch that stuff that big. Because, like, oh, my God, that's crazy, crazy. Let's see. Just checking to see if anybody's sent me a Hickory Farms. Nope, nobody sent me a Hickory Farms yet. You're muted, by the way. You're muted in Zoom.
Oh, yeah. What did you say? So, speaking of the TV stand and the TV.
Yes. First of all. All right, when you say TV stand, that makes it sound like it's something that.
That's what it's called.
But it's a console. Yeah, but it's like it's big and it's heavy.
First of all. I thought it was going to be. Now, I'm sure there is some particle board involved.
Yes.
But because I bought it from Wayfair, I thought it was going to be disassembled because everything you get from Wayfair.
Yeah, you have to put together.
You have to put together. So I thought it was going to be disassembled, and I thought it was going to be probably a lot of cheap, crappy MDF, you know, whatever. And that is a solid piece of furniture. That is and it was not disassembled. It was assembled when it got here. They left the box on the front porch. This was such a massive thing. And that, I don't know if you've ever received a piece of furniture and the cardboard box has a frame of actual wood around it. Like pallet wood.
Yeah.
Around it to protect the furniture.
Yeah.
And so we go out there and I'm thinking, oh, we're going to take the TV stand upstairs. We're going to put it together and we're going to take the TV upstairs and we're going to put it on there and all that's going to be done in an hour or two probably.
Nope. It's already done.
Can I? My boyfriend is kind of weak. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
I love him with all, but he is not a brute force sort of person. Mm-hmm. He has intelligence, but I would be like, let's just lift it up, you know, over our heads and do the thing and get it up there. And he's like, oh, I got to put it down. It's too, I mean, I'm not making fun of him.
Yes,
but
you are.
I feel as if I had someone else here.
Yes.
That we would have been able to get it up the stairs. But I will say this. It was all together in one piece, and it's very long. It's 88 inches long.
You could have gone over to your neighbors on the.
And the thing is, I don't like neighbors. I don't know my neighbors. COVID, no. I did mention we have a cute neighbor next door who's young and looks like he's in pretty good shape. He probably could have helped, but I don't feel like we know them that well. And anyway, so we're trying to get this up, but you probably don't remember, but I showed my staircase to you guys before. Yeah. There are three steps and then it immediately turns 90 degrees.
Right.
And there's a rail right there. And this thing, trying to maneuver that over the rail.
Yeah.
So I had to lift the thing practically over my head. And I guarantee you it's 400 pounds, if anything. Wow. It is super heavy. I mean, super heavy.
You didn't save it. Yeah, the chat room makes a good point. You didn't save the business card from your two men in the truck and the chick with the flies.
Well, I don't know if actually one of the two men in a truck guys we think was flirting with us. I think I mentioned that.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
But I don't know. Mark said, oh, we should call somebody. I said, I'm not calling somebody to move a piece of furniture from downstairs to upstairs.
Especially a rolling chair or something like that.
So, anyway, moving right along.
I'm just saying, you're sitting there calling poor Mittens weak, and you can't even be bothered to carry a rolling chair.
I'm not calling him weak. I'm saying he is not the type of
person. He's too dainty. He's too dainty to handle this big-ass furniture.
I think he's capable. I think he's capable of it, mm-hmm. but it is not something he wants to do. And eventually he feels like he's too tired and needs to put the thing down. And then we have to back up because I'm holding it over the rail. He's like, I gotta drop it, you know, and he can't just drop it right where he's at. It's gonna break the rail. The rail's gonna break and fall over. And I'm like, okay, well, we gotta back up. Come on. And then we do that about three. Then he says, oh, we should build a little slide. We should put some cardboard on the steps and then lay it on the steps and push it.
Yes.
And I said, well, how are you going to get it on the slide? Our problem is we can't get it around the corner. In order to get it on the slide, we're first going to have to get it around the corner.
Yes.
He says, well, I think I can do it. I'm like, okay, well, let's try. I want to give your idea a try. Well, he goes, spends 30 minutes trying to get this cardboard perfectly laid out and everything. We pick it up. He's like, yeah, you're right. I can't do that. So then finally, we pull it back into the living room, put it on the rug so we don't scratch the hardwood floor. And I had to take it apart. I took the top of it off. I pulled all the drawers out. And it took me a while to figure it out because the drawers have these secret levers that you have to find.
Yes.
To disengage them. And it took me forever to find them, to find the little thing. And there was no instructions included with it of how to pull the things out. And then we hadn't eaten yet. It's like 9 o'clock at night by this point. We started at 6:30. We still haven't made any progress.
Oh my God.
So we have to stop and eat. And then we're done eating about 9:30. And then I take it apart. I take the top off. All the shelves out, all the thing. And then he stopped me before I took everything. I was just going to take everything into pieces. He said, well, let's just test it out now that you've got the top and the back and the drawers out and see if. And at that point, we could lift it. So we got it up there, brought it up, and I had to put it back together. And then the TV was much easier, although you see how big that TV is with the box.
Yeah. Yeah, it's TV's gigantic. It's like I have a 50-inch plasma that's upstairs here. That's an older one. That thing weighs 17 million pounds. It's like our newer 65-inch, like the LCD ones, like you can pick up by yourself. It's like they're not that heavy. Anyway,
we will sell the TV and the TV stand with the house if we ever move. It's like, hey, you get a 85-inch TV and an entertainment center, whatever you want to call it.
So you're going to talk about your heavy disappointment? Was that what it was?
That
heavy
was stuff? It.
Oh, no, that was it. I understand the title now.
Okay, the second part of that is we get it all set up.
Yes.
We're done about 10:30. So we started about 6:30. I thought these were going to be two simple, fairly simple tasks. We get it all set up. And Mark is just totally unimpressed by the whole setup and thinks the chairs are uncomfortable. So now I'm thinking we were going to build this wonderful media room. We were going to come up here and watch movies all the time, have popcorn. And he's like, the chairs are uncomfortable. I can't cuddle like I can on the couch. And then he says today, maybe we should move the big TV down into the living room because we already watch TV down there. And I said, but the whole point was we were going to have a media room up here. So I don't know. It's a little disappointing because we went through all that work and all that expense. Yeah. And then it didn't apparently live up to his dreams. I think it's really nice.
Well, there you go. Then
I do agree, though, that we eat downstairs and we like to watch TV while we're eating. I don't think we're going to bring our food upstairs. You know, that doesn't seem very practical. If I'm cooking, we'll have the TV on. But I really want the big TV up here. I want to have a media room, and I don't want the living room to have this big, huge-ass TV in it. So we probably won't, but I was just a little disappointed that we went through all that work and expense, monetary expense, and he wasn't mind-blown like, oh my God, I love this. I want to be up there 24 hours a day. You know, it wasn't.
Didn't you be bitching about him, you know, I can't record because Mark is watching TV in there.
Yeah, so what we're going to do though, I think, is we're going to create a new tradition where we do movie night once a week. And we're going to come up here and watch a movie up here.
When are you starting that?
We haven't planned that yet.
So yeah, if you haven't watched Arthur Christmas this year, I'd like to remind you, Arthur Christmas, second greatest Christmas movie ever made.
Would it look good on an 85-inch 4K TV?
Yeah, it's a 3D animated film, so yeah, of course it would.
Oh, okay.
Of course it would.
I thought it was one of those old black and whites that, Scott likes to watch.
No.
You're talking about?
No, Arthur Christmas. I think it came out
the Donna Reed Christmas special.
Arthur My Three Christmas Sons came out Christmas. In 2011.
And I'm sure he's not a very impressed person, so I'm sure he likes it fine, but he's very practical.
Hold on. Stand by, please.
Dear Santa, my friend doesn't believe in you, but I think you are real. But how do you get around all the children in the world in one night?
Dear Gwen, do believe in Santa. He is real.
If you've ever wondered how it could all be true, the mystery will finally be revealed.
Operation Santa Claus is coming to town.
Go, go!
Engage rooftops. Ho, ho, ho.
Drop time, 18.14 seconds per household.
Let's pick this up, people.
Mission accomplished!
What happens in going down the chimney?
Never did me any.
From Sony Pictures Animation and...
It's a great film. You should watch it.
Arthur Christmas. Where can I stream it?
You can rent it. It's on Amazon. It's on any place that you can rent movies. So Amazon Prime.
So it's not streaming on any of the services?
Not that I know it. What's that website that I just mentioned on... The Arthur Gangbang Show, justwatch.com. Let's see, justwatch.com. Let me type it in. Arthur Christmas movie 2011. It says that it can be streamed on Stars and DirecTV. It can be rented at Amazon, Vudu, Redbox, Apple TV, Microsoft, AMC, On Demand. It can also be purchased at for $7.99 Amazon, YouTube, Vudu, Redbox, any of those places. The digital version can be purchased for $7.99
Okay. No, I have not seen it. I don't think I've seen it. But
we watch it every year. That is our Christmas tradition.
Oh, now it's available on Hulu.
It does not say that on this thing.
Well, it says when I Googled it, the little side thing, the info panel that Google puts up says stream now on Hulu.
I have Hulu.
But
I'm going to Hulu right now. Let's see.
But it says Hulu Premium. We do pay for Hulu, but I don't know if we pay for Premium.
Arthur Christmas. No, it is with a Stars add-on. So that's why it's streamed on Star. It looks like Stars has the exclusive streaming rights to it.
Okay.
So, all right.
I'll add it to it. Maybe we'll watch that. You know, it's just going to be the two of us here on Christmas, just, you know, tinkering around the house or whatever you call it.
We're going to try to watch it tomorrow night.
Whatever it's called.
We're going to try to watch it tomorrow night because we're going over to that couple's house tomorrow night. So, we're going to see.
What does "we're going to try" mean? You're going to try to convince them?
No, I would just usually, you know, we have dinner and then things lead to other things. And then we start out where we have every intention on watching something and then we end up.
No, I thought you said you were going to try to go over to their house. You
No.
Go over to their house and you're going to try to watch
try
that
to watch
movie.
It tomorrow night. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I see.
We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll watch it. We will watch it. So you were still going to talk about post-processing of...
Oh, yeah. So let me tell you what
I... Fascinating topic.
Now you're being sarcastic, aren't you?
No, I'm just saying to you and I, it's... Go, please tell me what you do.
So just on the pre and the post show. Yeah. So I pull in the MP3 recording of the entire thing. I chop it and then save out the pre and the post pieces as WAV files so that I don't lose any degradation while I work on them. So I copy them out to WAV files. Then I go in and I apply the standard filters, which in my case are noise gating everything below negative 52 dB, putting a EQ on it. And on those particular ones, I always use my EQ. So it's the Daniel setting on the EQ, and then I do a compression leveling on it. So those are the three filters that I put on it, and I apply those filters. Then I go in and I do a different kind of silence detection. So when I do the mix minus silence detection and removal, I'm looking for anything longer than a second. Any pause longer than a second, I turn into a half second. In the pre and the post show, I use a looser one. So I look for any silence that's longer than 2 seconds and I turn it into a 2 second. So if it was a 2 second silence, it stays a 2 second silence. But if it's a 3 second, it becomes a 2 second. If it's a 4 second, it becomes a 2 second. You get the idea. So I'm not trying to do it for pacing. I'm just trying to, a lot of times there'll be things in the pre and the post show where we're working on something and they'll just be a long.
He doesn't like you to remove.
So like the post-processing on mix minus, I still do the speed up, right? I still speed us up by 2%. So I not only...
It used to be 3.176.
Yeah, that was an Audacity setting, but I do it now. I just do us at 98%. But that's because I use Audition now. But anyway, the point is that, so I do all of that stuff. And then once I've done all that, then I go back in and I do a mastering pass on it. And the spread on the mastering segment varies between 19 milliseconds and 23 milliseconds, depending on whether it's mix minus or Elvis. I use a 19 on Elvis and a 23 on ours. There you go. And then...
Well, that sounds like about the same level of processing.
Then I send it out as an MP3, but because I'm using your really, really slow web hosting, I'm not complaining because it's free, but I normally compress our shows at 192 kbs. That's what our MP3 is normally compressed at, is 192, which sounds super great. I do the pre and the post at 112 for file size reasons, so that I'm not uploading 100 megabyte files to that server. Instead, I'm just doing like 60 and 70 megabyte files.
So it's slow to upload?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's fine. It's not like snail pace. It's just one, you know, because we use Anchor and Podbean, those are both super fast. Like when I upload stuff to Anchor and Podbean, it's just like, whoop, and it's like, so doing the pre and the post, it's like I drag them over and then I go do some other stuff.
Get some watermelon, strawberry cooler.
Yeah, and then come back when they're done. The Expanse season 5 is out. We watched episode 1 last night. I remember, it's one of my favorite books also. So
I've got to catch up to that.
Book 5.
I've got to get to season 5.
And also Star Trek Discovery is winding down. The Amazing Race ended. I don't know who won The Amazing Race. We haven't seen it yet.
I don't either. Don't tell me. We might be a couple of episodes behind now.
Yeah. I
feel like there were a lot of people the last one we watched, so it must be a couple of episodes.
Cyclone says a voice actor uses intentional pauses. That's exactly what Scott said, but I did get Tim to concede to the 2 second rule. So I do use that same 2 second truncate silence on Elvis, because if we're pausing for longer than 2 seconds, it's probably not intentional. It's probably something else.
So you told him, Scott, you have to limit your intentional pauses to no longer than 2 seconds.
But, I mean, a 2 second pause still gets the point across.
He doesn't go, Daniel. What I was saying.
Uh-huh.
No, was anyway.
Right. You know that joke.
All that silence.
Right. You know, joke is only going to work.
But for the live listeners.
For the live listeners, oh, right.
It killed. Yeah. They are rolling in the floor right now.
But for the people listening at level 13, they're going, what? What the fuck? There was no pause there. What are you talking about?
Well, we just told them there was, so.
They'll have to use their imagination. All right. I am tired.
Yes, you were low energy earlier.
I drank some caffeine. I got better.
I think what happened is, for the show, you picked it up, But it drained the last bit of energy out of you.
I'm losing my anima.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go, and you're going to go play your Switch on your big TV. That'll be cool. And, yeah, I'll edit the show tomorrow.
All right.
As normal. But do we have anything else that we need to cover? I don't think so. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Send me your address.
I'm sure that I would. You didn't even ask me how I got your address.
On text message. You told me. Yes, Mark. Oh. You surreptitiously asked Mark.
Yes.
Yeah. I knew that.
My...
I guess I could ask Zach, but I don't know. Zach and I aren't that close. He doesn't
Me. Where is it you want me to send you this address?
Text message, email, however you'd like.
However I'd like.
Those are the two places.
Anyway, can I send it to a.
You could message me in Discord.
Can I send it
privately? Yeah, you could.
Oh, that's right. Discord's right over here. I could just do that. That's easier.
You could do it in Discord, in a little private chat. A little
private chat there. You know, my
street address. 555
626, because it's the Stitch House.
Heather Lane. It's not Heather Lane. Sorry. It's, I don't know. Epcot Lane. I couldn't think of a good Disney reference there.
There you go. I have sent you my address.
All right. Thank you.
My address in Valrico, Florida.
Valrico?
That's right.
Oh.
That is where we live.
All right. Well, lovely chat room.
Yeah, have a great Christmas, and we'll meet back up on the New Year's. On the first day of 2021.
Yep.
There'll be a new Mix Minus.
Will.
Good night, Level 3. Oh, by the way, I will be putting out a show on the normal stream next week, on the normal feed next week. There'll be a new, it'll be pre and post that you guys have probably already heard.
Yeah, y'all have already heard.
But there won't be a pre and a post. Maybe if we get this three-way put together, I'll put that out for Level 13.
I think we are, because I think we're going to do that either Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, so there you go. So Level 13, you guys get a brand new episode coming up of the three-way that'll just be for you guys. And then the main feed will get some clips from some of the pre and post shows from past.
You guys get a three-way, and Zach and Daniel are getting a four-way.
That's right. And our listeners, our non-Level 13 listeners, are just getting stale old stuff. Anyway, have a great Christmas, Adam. Have a great
too.
Christmas chat room.
Merry Christmas.
Good night to everyone in the chat room.
Night.
I'm off the Discord.
I am too.
All right. Well, tell Mittens that I said Merry Christmas.
I will.
I'm sorry. If, you know, don't worry. If that thing doesn't do what it's supposed to, please, by all means, send it back. And
okay. Well, I'm gonna give it a few days of testing.
They sell other models that are more expensive, so you can use that money towards those if you return it or whatever. So,
all right. Well, I really appreciate the thought, like I said, and it is something that I need. So,
all right. Good night.
All right. Good night.